African swine fever is a disease that is caused by the virus. It mainly affects pigs, both domestic and wild pigs. Fortunately, African swine fever is not a zoonosis. It does not affect people. It's not transmitted from pigs to people. It only affects pigs, and it is, in most cases, fatal. It kills the majority of pigs when it gets into a pig population. Pigs can get infected if they make contact with other infected animals. For example, if you do not confine your pigs and they roam around. The other way of getting the infection through into your head is if you feed your pigs kitchen waste that may be containing meat that has the infection. This virus survives very long periods in freezing or frozen material. It also survives if the meat is not properly cooked. And that is why there is a general prohibition of feeding kitchen waste to pigs unless you cook it at 100 degrees Celsius for at least 60 minutes, which is an hour. The other way of pigs getting infected is through equipment and what we call fomites. If the owner handles or visits somebody that whose pigs are infected, they could bring the virus back or equipment that could have been used in infected piggeries. Signs of African swine fever is high temperatures, fever. And normally animals that are not feeling well, you would notice by lack of eating. African swine fever also cause bleeding into the skin, so they would have red patches on the skin, especially on the abdominal area. And sometimes you'd see vomiting, coughing, difficulty in walking. Sometimes you'd even see paralysis. And most of the pigs, close to 100% of pigs, would then succumb to the disease. Unfortunately, at the moment, there is no treatment for African swine fever. There isn't even vaccine available. So the best way is to prevent introduction of the virus into your head. And the best way of preventing introduction into your head is by practicing good biosecurity. Confine your pigs. Feed them commercial feeds if you can afford to. If you cannot afford to and you are feeding kitchen waste, make sure that it does not have pieces of meat and that it is also thoroughly cooked for at least an hour. And make sure that you do not allow other pigs whose origin you do not know or you do not trust into your head. For example, buying from auctions where you buy from owners that you do not have a history of. When you do that, make sure that you isolate those pigs for at least a month before you introduce them to the rest of your pigs. The best control measure is actually prevention and, as I said, good biosecurity. Know the health status of the head of origin. Make sure that it is a trusted supplier of pigs. And if in doubt, don't buy. Or if you still need to buy, make sure that you isolate those pigs before you introduce them into the rest of your head.